And now, your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news. On The Point 94.1.
Here we go with your daily dose of stupid. Three stupid stories that'll make you feel better about yourself. And as always, it's brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. They specialize in camper shells and bed covers. And you can visit them in store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. All right, we've got three dumb people to talk about today. Actually, four, because our first stupid story is about a couple. A love-struck couple of burglars. So they broke into a house, stole some items, but before they left, they decided to get busy. They jumped on a bed, stripped off their clothes, and started getting busy. I was trying to think of a better way to say that, but that's about the only way you can say it. So burglars getting busy on the bed in the house they broke into. And yeah, that's about when the homeowner arrived home and caught them naked and getting busy on his bed. God, can you imagine? So he had a gun, held him at gunpoint until police could arrive and arrest him. I just wish there was some video of this. This just seems funny. Naked at gunpoint. Burglars getting busy on the bed. Anyway, okay, I'll move on. Next, we got a stupid lady in Brazil. She was afraid of the dentist. Very afraid of the dentist. So afraid that when two of her teeth fell out, she thought she'd fix it herself. She went and got some super glue. I know, bad idea. Stuck the super glue to her teeth, stuck the teeth back in her mouth. Not a good idea. We all know this. She didn't. Chemicals in the glue caused a reaction in her mouth, and she lost most of the bone in her mouth supporting her upper teeth. So she lost a lot more teeth than the two that originally fell out. Ended up in the hospital, and then she had to spend her life savings getting surgery to fix all the damage she did with the super glue. Good for her. Finally, you know, gas prices are a little high right now. It's a nice way of saying it. It's a way I can say it on the radio. You know what I mean. So here's a tip if you're thinking about being a gas thief, and I hope you're not. Bring a flashlight. We had a stupid guy siphoning gas from a truck in the middle of the night. It was dark. He wanted to see how full his gas can was. So instead of a flashlight, he reached into his pocket and pulled out a lighter. Do I even need to tell you the end of the story? One flick of the lighter, boom. Yeah, huge explosion. Guy ended up with burns on his hands, on his face, and he was also arrested for theft. So he's got that going for him. That is your daily dose of stupid news on The Point 94.1.
Classic rock, all day, every day.
Yeah, awesome.
The Point 94.1. KKPT Little Rock.